Chasing Tails. Molly is a cute little cavapoo who lives in the suburbs of Surrey in a white bungalow. 2020 was turning into a strange year. She didn't fully understand the impact of coronavirus. All she knew was that her parents were around a great deal more, sometimes happy and smiling, and other times snappy and stressed out. She actually had a similar experience, though, when she arrived at her first owner's as Daddy was allergic to her saliva. He came up in hives and didn't touch her from that day onwards. She had to go without hugs, as humans have to do now, to prevent the spread of coronavirus. She was sad as things didn't work out, so when she arrived at her second owner's, she was nervous. She didn't want to lick them as she knew it might get her into trouble. It was her way of showing affection, and she just couldn't help it. She licked pretty much anything. It was how she explored the world around her. She licked her fur, she licked her owner's toes, she licked the floor. She licked any leftovers she could get her tongue on, especially when her owners were not looking. She licked plants in the garden, she licked doors and chairs, and she very much liked to lick other dogs. She also chewed most things she could get in her mouth, such as the plastic football outside in the garden, her owner's pens if they left them lying around, and the mail as the postman dropped it through the door. But what she particularly loved were her owner's dirty socks. When she went to sleep, she liked to rest her head on a cushion or her owner's feet. Luckily, her second time round with new owners worked out and she felt happy and content. Molly loved everyone and everything, so she would go in head first to greet anything that moved, including the Hoover, hairdryer, washing machine, and the flowers waving in the wind. Her kitchen was a big room with a shiny wooden floor. She loved playing ball there, as when she ran to collect it, she would go sliding across the floor. Her favourite thing to do was chasing sticks and balls. She also loved exploring her garden, and her parents spent quite a bit of time out there, especially when it was sunny. She was curious about the strange birds that would greet her every day over the back fence. They had their own house at the back of their owner's garden, and they often jutted about cooing and jostling to find their own space. Once a day, they would be released by their owner to fly freely across the sky. They flew in a pack, swiftly and with ease. Molly would chase them in circles as they flew above her head, often ending in her chasing her tail, round and around in circles. Her favourite game in the garden was chasing the garden hose, when the plants were being watered. She loved getting wet and catching the end of the hose to drink from the gushing water, even if it made her catch her breath and cough several times. Life was okay for Molly, even during coronavirus. She started to notice that her owner's family and friends didn't come to play so often, and that her owners spent a great deal more time on the computer talking to people. She would try to get their attention by nibbling on their toes or jumping up at their legs. Her owners would just grab her and sit her on their knee, asking her to say hello to whoever was on the other end of the computer. Molly would lean towards the computer, and she would hear voices, but it didn't smell the same as meeting people face to face, so she soon lost interest. She noticed when people came to the door, they wore gloves or masks. She also noticed the postal parcels were put in a box in the garden for a few days, which soon lost its appeal, as she couldn't try to outrun her owners when the postman arrived. She noticed a strange ritual on Thursday evenings, when she was carried out to the front garden and her ears would become overwhelmed with the noise of saucepan lids banging, clapping, whoops and cheers. She came to understand that this was to say thank you to the key workers, particularly the National Health Service, NHS. She enjoyed having more of her owner's company during the day, although walks had become limited, and as she ran to greet other humans in the park, they no longer stroked her. Molly was excitable and often didn't want her walks to end. When her owners called her to put her lead on again, she would run in the opposite direction. She knew she could outrun them. Molly was a speedy little thing and could outrun most other dogs. She was also strong as she would find branches to carry in her mouth, sometimes 10 times the length of her little body. Molly was mischievous and wanted an adventure. As she sat looking out of the window at the pigeons, she wondered if they might join her.